growth or a change in the student body and the community or the overall atmosphere of Rollins?
Well, of course, there's been a growth. I think that the biggest change in Orlando came with Disney. And at first I thought that it was negative in this sense that all of a sudden people asked you for ID. All of a sudden people in stores you had to have ID, where up to that point they just took your credit card or took your check without any difficulty. There were times when I probably locked my doors, having grown up in Washington, but there were people who crime began to increase significantly. But of course, as Orlando has grown, so have all of the opportunities around here for culture, for art galleries, and for restaurants and things like that. People who notice or realize that I've been here for 40 years say, well, you must have seen a lot of changes at Rollins. And that's true. But what I think is important are the constants, the emphasis on students, the concern for students, the care for students, the fact that we talk a lot right now about Rollins being a student-centered college. It's always been a student-centered college, so far as I know. Getting to know my students, partly because of my experience at Maryland when only two professors knew my name, I made it a point, and I discovered that I had some facility for doing this. I made it a point in my first classes of calling the roll, paying attention to the students' names and faces, and pretty much knowing them all by their first names by the end of the first class. And that hasn't changed for me. And I think that I think it's something we take for granted at Rollins, that we know our students as individuals and our students know us. You don't have that at most big universities. So that's, I think that's the constant that has been most important to me.